Hello and welcome back to Inside Voices Podcast. It's your host Yana for this episode, and today our main topics are Black History Month and Valentine's Day. I'll now be handing it over to Nathan and Rina for the first segment of our episode, which is the news.
My name is Nathan.
And my name is Rina.
And today we're going to be hosting the news of the Inside Voices podcast.
We hope you guys have had a great year so far, and we made it to February, which is Black History Month, so we wanted to tell you guys a little bit about that.
As you all know, Black History Month is a very important holiday or like month in celebrated in the United States, but we want everyone to be celebrating it around the world.
Black History Month was created to focus on the contributions of African Americans to the United States. And indirectly, they've also contributed to us and our everyday lives, because we wouldn't be living the way we're living if we were still treated the same way. So we think that it should be more recognized. Black people from all periods of U.S. history, from the enslaved people first brought over from Africa in the early 17th century to African Americans living in the United States today.
Appreciating Black heritage is something we love here on the team. And although we'll talk about that more later with our guest, another thing we love is the Day of Love, Valentine's Day.
Our school actually had a Valentine's Day event organized by our very own Interact Club. There was a bake sale, karaoke with flowers and candy being delivered throughout the day. All of these events were for charity, so thank you to everyone that contributed. We hope you guys were able to share your love with people you love, and we want to encourage you guys to make sure to continue your ways and treat every day like it's Valentine's Day.
We also hope you had your fill of chocolate on Valentine's Day, because we have fasting season coming up for our Muslim friends, with it already starting for our Orthodox ones. We wish you all a blessed fast.
Next up in our school calendar is the half term break from the 25th of February to the 5th of March. This is a well-deserved break, so make sure you guys make the most of it and are ready to come back to learn to your fullest ability.
Lastly, it would really help us if you filled out the questionnaire attached to let us know what you think and how we could improve. And with that, goodbye, and remember to use your inside voices.
Thank you, Nathan and Rina, for the news. We'll now be handing it over to our main interview with Dr. Kafila, revolving more around the theme of Black History Month.
This is Adlia and Sabreen.
And we're here with Dr. Kafila Malik.
Okay. Our first question is,
what is Black History Month to you?
Well, I know that in America, February is that one month that they celebrate Black History Month, and it's about celebrating the accomplishments of African American people or Africans in America. But for me, Black History Month is every month, because African Americans and people of color have made contributions to America as a whole. And so it's just not one month for me. It's a celebration of who I am 365 days out of the year.
Okay,
sorry.
What is the relevance of this month, and why should it?
Well, I think the relevance of Black History Month is that you have Africans who were enslaved, taken from the continent of Africa and taken to America as a part of servitude, but it was free. And so it's important because African Americans or Blacks have overcome that. We've overcome slavery, and in spite of us being in bondage and in spite of us losing, you know, our language, our identity, our religion, we still have been able to collectively as a people make contributions to American society. And so that's why it's important, because it shows our resilience in spite of the abuse and in spite of the oppression.
Do you believe that this month isn't or is recognized as much as it should be?
I think it's recognized in America, but I don't know if it's recognized, you know, internationally or globally, because it is something that was started by Carter G. Wilson, who started Black History Month, if you will, or Black History Week, and then it expanded to a month. And so it's more something that's an American concept than it is an international concept. But I think it's important that it should be expanded in terms of just recognizing the contributions of African
youth.
Well, I'm here in Ethiopia. I constantly try to wear Habesha dresses. I constantly try to support the Ethiopian culture by buying Ethiopian, even my bag is made by Ethiopians. When I can, I make furfur, I eat durawad, I eat shuro. I go to cultural Ethiopia, I read a lot. And so I also have friends. This is my second time in Ethiopia. My first time I was here was back in 1990. So I stay relevant by what I read, how I represent culture. Although I'm Black American, wherever I am, I try to represent and celebrate. So if I was in Nigeria, I would be wearing Nigerian attire and representing and celebrating.
What advice do you have for other people looking to celebrate or appreciate this month?
I think the most important thing you can do is read. I think what happens is that the people that are recognized in terms of Black History Month are the same old people. Harriet Tubman, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. And it's not that those individuals have not contributed to society, but there's so much about who we are as a people. They're African-American scientists. There are African-American doctors and lawyers and politicians and judges and so on and so forth. But I think the focus is often on the athletes and it's not on the folks that have made contributions to a society as a whole. So I would say read a lot, read broadly.
What role should everyone be playing in promoting awareness?
I think promoting awareness requires people to step outside of their box and to get to know something other than slavery and Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. I think that the African American culture of Black people, we are so vast in terms of the things that we've contributed to American society and the world as a whole, because slavery just did not happen just in America. The Africans were taken from Africa, the continent of Africa, and they were dispersed to London and the Caribbean and all over the place. And so it's important that you step outside your box and do the reading or connect with African American projects around African Americans outside those to Black history by looking at how people as a whole were suppressed or oppressed. So for example, and I hate to use this as a narrative, but that's the best way to do it. So for example, so if we were talking about the transatlantic slave trade, I would also be talking about how Jewish people were oppressed. I would also be talking about how Irish people were oppressed, how Native Americans were oppressed. And so looking at it from a holistic lens helps students understand that holistically, peoples from all walks of life have endured some form of oppression. It's very important to recognize and to put a lens on that and help people understand it.
How would you recommend creating a safe space and inclusive environment for students to explore and learn about cultural heritage?
I think it's about having open dialogue, about creating a place where students feel that they're not threatened by what they say, and that you involve counselors and people that have background in social-emotional, teachers, heads of departments, and you have those conversations about diversity. And one of the ways that you do that is that, you know, you can create questions, you can read books, you can have those open conversations. But having open conversations requires that the individual is very clear about who they are and understanding and recognizing their own biases and their own prejudices as well. Well, I think as a teacher, one of the things you have to do homework, you have to also include multiple perspectives. And so like the example that we're talking about oppression, we need to also talk about how Native Americans were oppressed. You need to talk about how Chinese were oppressed and how Blacks were oppressed. And so you have to do your homework. You just cannot look at it from one lens. It's about being transdisciplinary in terms of looking across the community and how people lie.
Okay. What are some common challenges you face due to your race?
I don't think I face any challenges here in Ethiopia because we all are people of color here in Ethiopia. But I think about it outside of the continent of Africa and in America, racism is very real. Oftentimes, as a woman of color with my background, I'm often deemed as overqualified or sometimes I don't get certain types of opportunities because of the color of my skin. But that's not something that deters me. I just keep pushing forward because I truly believe what is yours, and no one can take that from you.
How do you address any potential controversy or backlash that may arise during the celebration of this event?
I think open dialogue. You have to have conversations. If someone doesn't understand something that you said, the best way to address that is to go to that or and address it and have open dialogue about it, because oftentimes things isn't the best way to solve it.
What role do you see the celebration of this event playing in promoting culture, understanding, and respect amongst students?
Well, hopefully you'll have more interviews like this, and hopefully there will be other opportunities where students such as yourself can interview other faculty members, maybe take it a step further and interview other international students that are not Ethiopians, because although this is a school that has a large population, a lot of them have American passports and have experienced things in America. And so I think having those open dialogues and inviting students to be a part of the discussion as well.
How do you continue to educate yourself about cultural heritage?
That's a simple answer. I do a lot of reading. In addition to reading, I travel. I have a son, and I've been to 13 countries on the continent of Africa. My son has been, and so one of the ways that I stay up to educate my heir and my son is that we travel and we interact with the travel.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Kafila, for that great interview. We'll now be moving over to our newly added segment to the podcast, which is a discussion amongst the podcast members.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our new segment of the Inside Voices, where we discuss basically random topics. So this month, we have a few things to talk about, mainly Valentine's Day and Black History Month.
Okay, so to begin the conversation, what is Valentine's Day to you?
Honestly, Valentine's Day is a construct.
Really?
Amen.
Yes.
What was it saying?
It's a construct. Valentine's Day is a construct. Because why do you need a day to express your love to someone?
Yes.
You know?
I mean, but that's not how Valentine's Day started. Wasn't it about, like, some guy called St. Valentine's that was marrying people, which wasn't allowed, and stuff like that? And then it was made because of him, and then it just evolved into love and stuff like that.
So he was marrying people that he wasn't allowed?
No, that, like...
People weren't allowed to get married.
People weren't allowed to get married for some reason, I don't know, but, like...
Because they were soldiers.
It was soldiers?
They were soldiers.
Oh, yeah. So they were soldiers, and they weren't allowed to be married.
Personally, I think people like to talk about Valentine's Day about being, like, you know, it's about inclusive love, whatever, but I don't see the problem in a person just having, like, the romantic side of it as well. Because you can express the friendly love every day. You can do the romantic one every day, too. Like, it doesn't really matter whether or not Valentine's Day is strictly platonic or romantic or whatever. It could be both or neither, if that makes sense.
But I think that the fact that there's one day you're dedicated to it means that it makes it more important and special because it's more rare. Like, of course you could do it every day, but that's not the point, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Mm. That's the same concept with, like, Father's Day or Mother's Day. You have your father or mother for, like, every day of the year, but it's just one day to celebrate, right? And Women's Day, actually.
That should be every day, actually.
Why? Why?
What do you guys do on Valentine's Day?
Because
me, personally, I just watched Ferrari launch a new car, and then...
You don't do that every year, though. You don't do that every year.
Yeah, that's why it was special. It was a bad car, by the way.
I mean, what do you do on Valentine's Day? I don't do anything. It's a regular day kind of thing.
Unless there's someone to
shade. Thoughts fired. At who?
What do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah. What did you do?
I sleep, honestly.
Okay, what did you do?
What did I do?
Yeah.
Came to school.
Oh, I went to a game and then I lost. So
that's expected.
It wasn't expected.
Yes,
it was. We almost won. But yeah, that's not the point. Besides the point.
Did anyone do anything like...
Romantic?
Not even romantic, just something like...
What did you do?
Oh my gosh.
For Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
I came to school. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a pretty normal day.
Yes.
Then I was forced into standing and buying cakes.
Mm.
For who? I was forced. For my good friend, William.
Yeah, shout out William.
Not with my money, though, with his money. He forced me to use his own money to buy him food.
So you were essentially just a servant.
Basically, yeah.
To the cause.
Yeah.
It's also Black Lives, so it's kind of like, damn.
He's Black too.
Guys, I don't know about you, but I think Valentine's Day is kind of cheesy, you know?
Cheesy?
Yeah.
I think it can be good. Like, if it's done right. Because most of the time it's like, oh yeah, flowers, blah, 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 blah. But if it's done like, yo, let's go to like an amusement park and do fun stuff, then it's good. But if it's just a cheesy, oh yeah, here's chocolate, here's flowers, here's blah, blah, blah.
I mean, I like the chocolate.
Oh, yeah, of course you would.
I mean, I don't know. I think it's really cheesy to the point where it's kind of nice, if that makes sense.
Nah, you're just weird like that.
Maybe.
What'd you do, Yannis?
It's cheesy, it's weird.
I didn't do anything. I just came to school, saw people get their roses, and
saw people.
Saw. I saw it too.
Yeah, guys.
No, we all saw it.
There's no shame.
We all saw. Did you get a rose?
Yeah. You guys can get roses. That's so sad.
Yo, yeah. No. You know what? This is why Valentine's Day is segregation against single people, bro.
It is.
Oh God, because like I'm lonely, but I don't got flowers. I don't got candy.
But like, didn't some kid, I think like two kids in our grade, get like flowers for themselves? I think yeah, they sent flowers to themselves.
At least they got flowers.
I think,
but it could be for like their parents. What if it's for their parents? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Or you could
like it's most likely for themselves. But what if it's for their parents?
I mean, they could buy flowers outside the school. It's cheaper, in fact.
You know how a lot of black people celebrate Valentine's Day? How about Black History Month? You know, another event taking place is Black History Month. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I don't really care. I'm not American.
It's chill, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, like, every day here is Black History Month. Like,
because we're all black.
Yeah, I mean,
every day is a month, bro.
Yeah. Let me rephrase. Every month is Black History Month.
Yeah, I mean, but going back to, like, you know how we thought about Valentine's Day, and you said, like, it's a special day, and you could do it on any other day. How does that, like...
Yeah, but it's a whole month.
The difference is, Valentine's Day is globalized for, like... Yeah, it's globalized for the entire world, but, like, Black History Month was solely for African Americans that are, like, you know, for people in the U.S. because they were enslaved and all that.
Do you think people who are not of color should celebrate Black History Month?
I mean, they're celebrating it for us, aren't they?
Why should they care, honestly?
Because they are our friends, bro.
I mean, Black History Month is a month where we acknowledge, like, black people and we appreciate their works and whatever, right? So wouldn't it be offensive in a way if they didn't celebrate Black History Month?
Okay, but like, why isn't there like a Asian History Month?
Because Asians weren't enslaved in the U.S.
They were! Not in the U.S., but they were enslaved.
Yes, but Black History Month is for the U.S.
So there should be a month for every race.
Why?
Because every race has something to be appreciated. Why is it only for blacks?
It's because we're celebrating the blacks not being enslaved in the U.S.
Is that what is Black History Month?
Yeah, guys, actually, what is it? Does anyone know? I think it's because we're not affected by it. We just choose to not educate ourselves.
I guess so.
We're just ignorant. Yeah.
But I'm guessing it has to do with the Civil War. Yeah, the Civil War where the black people freed themselves, you know? Oh, by the way, bro, this mad thing that I just, like, found out. Apparently, like, around the south of the U.S., when the black people were, like, freed, they lived amongst the white people. So you could find a white person neighboring their former slave.
That's gangster, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
That could be the most awkward thing. Just like, you seem, hey, what's good? You're not mad, are you? Kind of thing. Yeah, so that's mad.
Did the slaves just like walk off the field when they found out they weren't the slave anymore?
They just walked off the field. Oh, did you hear what happened? Yeah, you're free to leave. You're free to leave.
I don't think she like.
No, she I'm pretty sure slavery was still going on until like 2013. Where it was like property. I promise.
What happened in
2013?
Like the modern day. There is modern day.
Like that's modern day. Like old time slavery. Like,
wait, what happened in 2013?
In Texas, there's this place where there's some sundown like, downtown thing where they basically. If they see any person of color, like not just black people, if they see them after the sunrise, after sundown, if they're out, they have every right to shoot, kill, enslave them. They have every right, and the police just won't do anything.
Do you guys personally feel offended when people that aren't black, like, adopt black cultures, like getting braids and etc.?
Honestly, if you're offended by that, you're weak. I'm not gonna lie, you're weak.
It's not that. I feel like it's the history, because like it has like a really like intense history to it. So like, maybe some people might be sensitive to that.
But I don't think it's, personally, I don't think it's that deep. I think they might just want to explore and stuff.
A lot of people just
think they're like educated.
A lot of people just adopt a lot of cultures just because they enjoy that one singular thing, like a burger. A burger is not something from Ethiopia, but they just adopted eating a burger. So now, it's part of someone's culture.
When you think about it,
I don't know, I guess.
If we didn't adopt, like, cultures, other cultures, we'd be screwed right now.
If we didn't, like, if, like, different races or different countries didn't adopt each other's cultures, white people could just be eating boiled potatoes till this day.
Okay, that was it. Thank you guys for listening, and remember to use your inside voices.
Followed by that, we'll now be transitioning over to one of our own podcast members, Amin, singing Love by Hit Crew in honor of Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's for the way you look at me. Oh, is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two-way love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
Thank you guys for listening to this podcast, and make sure to use your inside voices.